Now listen to part of a talk in an American history class.
Today we'll be talking about the American bison, which is an animal that is similar to a buffalo and is often called a buffalo. The bison was once plentiful in North America and then was almost completely killed off. A century ago, it was almost entirely extinct, but today it's making a comeback, though its numbers are nothing like what they used to be. Now we're going to discuss what's happened to the bison over the last few hundred years. This period was characterized by rapid settlement of the land and overhunting of what was considered a limitless supply of bison. The effect on the bison was disastrous. I'd like you to picture the continental United States, with the Mississippi River running north and south and the Transcontinental Railroad running east and west through the middle of the country. In the 1700s, before the Transcontinental Railroad was built, and before the massive killing of the bison began, there were in all probability at least 50 million bison in North America. Over the next century, however, there was considerable settlement in the West, and by the 1800s, bison were extinct east of the Mississippi River. Then, with the advent of the Transcontinental Railroad in the middle of the 1800s, the remaining bison were divided into two main herds west of the Mississippi River, one herd north of the railroad and one herd south of the railroad. By 1900, the entire southern herd was extinct, and the northern herd consisted of only a few hundred surviving animals. Now let's talk about what has been done to keep the American bison from becoming extinct. With the number of bison down to only a few hundred in the early 1900s, organizations dedicated to saving the American bison came into existence. The American Bison Society was founded in 1905, and several preserves were established to protect the remaining herds and encourage their growth. Today, there are at least 30,000 bison in North America, and the species is no longer in danger of becoming extinct.